that. Let's go back to the couch. Let's do this. Dola with me to Psalm 73. It's 11:43, and I know there's brunch plans out there that you got to get to. So let's see if I can make this quick. I'll try. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me you hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel and afterward receive me to glory. Verse 25 says, whom, and this is what I want you to put your attention on, whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth, and there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. Verse 26 says, my flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. I want to talk to you from the subject, I feel lonely. I feel lonely. We're in our In My Feels series. Can y'all help me out here? We're in my In My Feels series. And we have been navigating the spectrum of our emotions from a biblical point of view. And so last week we talked about don't be jealous. I hope you went and watched that again. And so for those of you who are paying attention, some of the points were be honest, refocus your attention on Jesus, meaning count your blessings, develop a life of gratitude and worship, and interrupt your feelings of envy and, jealousy. So this week, I want to talk to you about loneliness, because sometimes this is one emotion that really is not talked about a lot within our Christian context, and on how to deal with the feeling of feeling lonely. Now, I'm going to take you on a series of a couple of teaching things, if I can, and then we'll get on out of your way, and things that I want you to consider. So what is loneliness? What is loneliness? Loneliness, ladies and gentlemen, is in the state of feeling rejected and desolate. Loneliness refers to the emotional. It's an uncomfortable feeling of isolation. It is usually a negative experience and accompanied by feelings and hopelessness. Yeah. What is loneliness, ladies and gentlemen? It often causes us to feel alienated. It happens when a person feels there is no one with whom to share joys and disappointments. It can result in an overwhelming feeling of sadness. It can cause a person to become despondent if nothing is done about it. You see, we were created, ladies and gentlemen, to need intimacy. And I'll get to that scripture later. We were designed. So not only do we need intimacy with God, which is our vertical relationship, but we also need intimacy with other people, meaning horizontal. Now, when we talk about intimacy, we're not talking about just intimate. We're not talking about romantic type of thing. No, we just need community. And it's not good for us to live alone. We need community with one another. And so due to our sinful nature, what happens is intimacy is a lot difficult to achieve, and people often experience loneliness. At one point or another in your life, and if you have not experienced it yet, keep living, you will feel a sense of loneliness. You'll feel a sense of loneliness. But before I go any deeper, I want to explain the difference between alone and loneliness. These two are not synonymous with one another. Yeah. Let's go here. Loneliness refers to the state of feeling rejected and desolate. Aloneness, ladies and gentlemen, refers to the physical state of being separated from others. Loneliness is usually a negative experience accompanied by feelings of hopelessness, but aloneness is meant to be a positive experience, a time of creativity and communion with the Lord. So, ladies and gentlemen, to make it more clear, aloneness is if my wife and I live in the same house, right? But yet she's out for work and I'm still home, I'm alone. We're referring to a more physical aspect of being alone. Loneliness, ladies and gentlemen, is that me and my wife can be in the same house, but yet I can still feel lonely. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So here's the reality. The most loneliest people are the ones that you see around a lot of folk at times. Because though you may have a large group of people and you may know folk and all of that stuff like that, some people struggle most with loneliness. Because loneliness is more emotional than what it is physical. You get what I'm saying? And so when we talk about loneliness, we have to realize that you're, and even in the state of us being in Christ, we are never alone. There's a difference like, I'm not lonely, but I do have moments where I do feel alone. But we're going to address more about loneliness. There's different types of loneliness, ladies and gentlemen. There's situational loneliness, a response to physical or emotional separation. Death, divorce, life transitions, and personal mobility are the most common causes of situational loneliness. In situational loneliness, intimate relationships are severed, changed, or forever disrupted in some way. The loneliness may be brief and contained or deep and overwhelming. The person knows that there are those who care, whose support is perhaps only a phone call away, but the situation demands separation. Then you have what we have, emotional loneliness. Emotional loneliness is that separation. Emotional separation can cause a lead to loneliness. People can feel lonely when they are surrounded by those with whom they perceive little or no intimate connection. The loneliest people are often in crowds because the sense of disconnectedness accentuates the loneliness and often leads to greater despair. Oftentimes we can find ourselves to be in, people can get into a depressed state because of feeling like, while I'm disconnected, there's something that is missing. Yeah. This kind of loneliness is often felt as a form of anxiety, causing some to frantic efforts and superficial connection. Can I stay there? Here's why I had to address this today, and the reason why I wanted to switch out of this message all week long, because I was like, how do I communicate this, Lord, the way that it needs to be? I was going to want to talk about don't be petty, but I couldn't go there yet. But I have to do here, because somebody here today needs to hear this exact wording. The problem that we often find, ladies and gentlemen, in counseling and all of that, is a lot of times we find ourselves or people are in superficial relationships or connections with people out of the fact of them being lonely. And what I learned about a lot of people pleasers is they don't like being by themselves. They need someone to please. They always need someone to do something. They need that. They don't necessarily like separation. And a lot of times we'll get ourselves into certain commitments and quote unquote, my bestie or my bro and all of that stuff like that. And it's really superficial. Because at the end of the day, it's not necessarily that they like you or even that you like them. You just don't want to be alone. Even in relationships, I've seen people, ladies and gentlemen, that will be in a relationship with somebody, boyfriend, girlfriend, or even husband and wife. And the fact of the matter is that you see all of the red flags, but you don't want to miss, you don't want to not go there because you don't want to be alone. See, you have to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that loneliness, if you're not careful, can lead to doorways of destruction. You can end up putting yourself in permanent spots that you shouldn't be in. Yeah. Because you don't want to be lonely. You know what I mean? And the song all week kept playing in my head, which was not a Christian song. I get so lonely. She was singing that with such passion. Because she was alone. She needed somebody to cuddle at night. Well, you can say that, Reverend, because you got a wife. You got somebody to cuddle with. And see, that's what you have in your mind. Yeah. You got somebody. You can't do that. You don't understand, Rev. Thank you, Pastor Mike. You don't get it. I'm burning inside there, Reverend. Time is ticking. Time is not on my hands. I got to be married before 35. I gotta have some of this. I gotta do all of this stuff and like that. But guess what? Are you doing it at the sake because you have goals, or is it really something that you're being drawn to? Because you don't want to be alone. I don't want to be that pastor. I don't want to be that person with 10 cats, pastor. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be a single man in my 40s and all that stuff. And they saying, bro, what, why you never was married? I don't want to do that. And so a lot of times we get ourselves in superficial things and we want it to be real, but it's not. We want it to be, real, and we force ourselves in this illusion.
Wow.
That this is, oh, I can work with this. No, you can't. You can't. Because the reality of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, that when you are in times of loneliness, you have to remember not to make, let's stop here. I'm not ready to go there yet. When physical separation is coupled with emotional separation, the loneliness can seem unbearable. It seems, the perception is, that this is unbearable for me to take. Ladies and gentlemen, you can be with somebody and still yet feel alone. Ladies and gentlemen, there's Bible examples of this. David comes to mind. He felt lonely because of rejection. Oftentimes our loneliness is because we feel some type of form of rejection. Psalm 142 verse 4 says, I look for someone to come and help me, but no one gives me a passing thought. David was going through there. No one will help me. No one cares a bit what happens to me. David is in a dark place. See, loneliness can drive you in a dark place. He said, look, there ain't nobody there to help me. No one cares. We elevate those individuals we want in our minds to care, and there's other people that do care, but you alienate them.
Oh, wow.
You alienate them versus the people that really do. And then it's like, no one cares about me. Well, you're over-exaggerating. It feels that way. It does. All of us been there. Nobody cares. David's like, nobody cares what happens to me. That's how he felt. Not only that, Job felt that way too. Job felt lonely because of unfaithful friends. Job 6 verse 14 and 15 would tell us one should be kind to a fainting friend. Look at that, fainting friend. But you accuse me without any fear of the Almighty. They accused him that he did something wrong for all of this calamity to come upon him. My brothers, you have provoked as unreliable as a seasonal brook that overflows its banks in the spring. See, that's a cuss out. Y'all don't want to see the scripture. You tell that to somebody, what you mean by that? He said, you have approved as unreliable as a seasonal brook that overflows its banks in the spring. Jesus. Job knew how to cut with them words right there. He put them things together. But they were unfaithful. They tried to make an accusation with them without even fearing the Almighty God, thinking that it's something that he did that caused this calamity. And you got people on you, you know, I mean, you know, the proverb talks about a friend that, you know, that stands with you through hard times. You know what I'm saying? And the reality is that a lot of times, when we find ourselves to be in a situation or testing a trial, you really find out who's really there for you. Oh. You really do. You really find out who is your real friends, who is not. And sometimes the people that you have around you, they're there around you and they're saying things to you, but what they're saying out of their mouths while you're going through is not what you need to hear. Because it's accusations versus pointing them to truth and comfort and encouraging. And there's a way to season it in times where if it is the person's fault, to not make them put in their guilt or shame and condemnation, but remind them of the promises of God. That's very important. Don't beat them down. That person already beat down. You don't got to beat them down more with a bat. You don't got to stomp on them even more. Uplift them. because they need it. But you really find out who's really there, who's really not. Whose presence. Sometimes you don't always have to say something. Your presence matters. A check-in matters.
It matters. It matters.
A check-in matters. You know? It really does. There's people that I know when God put it on my heart, they get a text early in the morning. They laugh because it's serious. Hey, the Lord put you on my heart and mind. Not only that, ladies and gentlemen, but Elijah felt all alone too. He felt lonely because he feared Jezebel's anger. And so he fled. So a lot of us, we put ourselves in lonely positions because they fled. Because life was presenting itself and tried to run away from it. And he was like, hey, listen, take my life. I'm no better than nobody. That's how he felt. But the Lord didn't allow that. What he did was strengthen him in the moment. Because sometimes in your loneliness, you can perpetuate more than what it really is. Are you hearing me? So as I go through all of this, you're saying, Pastor, you gave me the Psalm 73. Why you do that? You didn't even talk about it. Here's the reason why I gave you Psalm 73. Psalm 73 is because Asaph feels lonely. Asaph asks the age-old question that everybody under the sun has ever asked. If, in fact, there is a God, why does bad things happen to good people?
Yeah.
Why does it seem to me that the good is always... why does it seem like the good is not benefiting, but the wicked is prospering?
Yeah, yeah.
Why? I feel like I'm righteous enough. I serve you. Uh-huh. I'm a lead worship leader. I do all of those things. Why does it seem as if they are having their day? And I'm over here struggling, alone, feeling helpless. Uh-huh. Why is that? Why do I deal with that? Why does it feel like that's happening for them and that's not happening for me? Have you ever been there?
Oh, yes, sir.
But then we get to the later verses if you go back to Psalm 73 for me. The reason why I love the Psalms is because you see real people who have real problems who come to the Lord and saying, Who have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside you. What you have to realize, number one, is you have to identify the source of your loneliness. Why do you feel lonely? You have to understand perhaps your loneliness is based on a perception and not an unchangeable circumstance. See, perceptions can be changed once the person sees the cause of the loneliness. Is the person feeling lonely because of a mistaken perception of the situation? Can the situation be changed? You have to identify the source of your loneliness. Some of us feel lonely when it comes down to God. Even though he said never leave you nor forsake you, you still feel lonely. Why is the source of that though? Sometimes the source of it can be sin. It's not that God is separated, probably you. You have to identify the source. Why are you lonely? Is it something that can be changed? Because the more you keep your mouth quiet and don't say nothing to the problem, then you're going to stay in that state.
That's right.
Is it something you need to confess? Is it something that you need to tell that person or whatever? Is it why or is it you? Are you the source of your own loneliness? Because in order for you to have friends, you got to be kind. If you're not kind, then I guess why you're lonely? Nobody want to be around you. If you got an ugly spirit, nobody wants to be around that spirit.
Come on.
I know I don't. And nobody in here, I hope you don't neither.
Because
people like that, they suck your energy.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Like they bring your spirit down. They always negative. I don't like being around people like that.
No.
That's why you're lonely. Why? You got to understand, you got to look into yourself too. It's not always the external that is outside. And sometimes we have to look internally as why do I feel this way? Why do I feel like this way? Number two, I want to make this clear too. Do not make irrational decisions or compromise yourself because you feel lonely.
Yes.
See it all the time. People make bad decisions because you feel lonely. You call up the wrong and text up the wrong people you know that you can get at night.
Come on, sir.
Do you not understand this, that loneliness is one of the ways that is, you want to know loneliness is one of those hidden things that lust operates in?
That's it.
So you can compromise yourself.
Come on.
Bad decisions.
Damn.
Turn into years having to deal with a loser that you don't want to be with, either male or female, in a split decision because you felt lonely. Like that woman said, she gets so lonely. Why? Because she was feeling hot. Okay. Not only that, ladies and gentlemen, but you see your decision, you see your situation as permanent. See, in loneliness, you see that it can be a changeable situation. Some things are changeable situations.
Yeah.
It can change. Another, you got to understand that there's sometimes that there's certain things that you can. And what I like about Asaph is that in Psalm 73, he came to the conclusion that wait a minute, let me not go too far. Let me not compromise myself for a second.
Oh.
Let me humble myself to my feelings. Because he said, my flesh and my heart fail.
Yeah.
But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Yeah. Deb, you got the Holy Ghost because you knew I was going there.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He said, look, my flesh and my heart fail because that's where I'm coming from right now. But wait a minute, let me back up. Let me not be too fast to make accusations against you, God. Let me bring myself back.
Wow.
Let me come to myself. He said, not until I got into the sanctuary, the house of the Lord, where I saw their doom. It's not until I got my change of perspective and realized, like, wait a second, let me not make a harsh decision. Let my heart not fail away or go away from God because of the way I was feeling. You see, what happens is that we get ourselves in these situations and we move away from God.
Wow.
And then throw Christianity, the whole thing away, and then we put ourselves out there and realize, wait a minute, it wasn't as good as I thought it was.
That's it.
We abandon God because of our feeling of loneliness. Because you feel like he has abandoned you.
Wow.
It's a real thing. You don't make irrational decisions. Don't throw away your hope. Don't throw away your confidence in a moment.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Do not throw that away. Don't compromise yourself. Why? Because just maybe in that moment, God needs you in isolation.
Oh.
And this leads me to my next point. You have to press into God. I was going to say seek, but I'm saying, no, you got to press.
Yes.
Because sometimes there takes a pressing that takes to get out of your flesh, out of your feelings. You have to press your way into the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
What never makes sense to me. In the most hardest times of my life, I never left God.
Wow.
I found it more of an opportunity to seek him even more. I'm not going to tell you that I didn't understand all of it. I don't understand all of what happened and why it was happening at the moment. But I figure it's better to be in this house than to make bad decisions outside of the house.
That's it.
It's better for me to stay with God. It's better for me to press in and really press out of, even in my feels, press in. And one of the things that I find it really that our generation has to understand, why could our ancestors deal with what they dealt with for over 400 some years? Why? Because there was a pressing them that somehow didn't come down to us. Because life got easier. And then we feel like everything should respond to that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why you have to understand where you come from. and understand your history.
History.
Because it is the, why do you see when it talks about in scripture that they, even to this day, they pass, have they, in the Jewish culture, they've passed down the Exodus story for years and years. Yes. Why? So that they could be reminded of what God has done for them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So that they could be reminded. So that they can keep in mind what the Lord has done so that we could stay faithful to this God.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, you see, you don't see, you see the God of your parents, but you don't see the God for yourself. So you don't press in because they pressed in. I don't think I need to. No, you got to press in to see God for yourself. Because the reason why it was passed down through history is so that you can, so that there would be a faith to develop in you.
Yeah.
That when times of struggle and hard times come, when you feel lonely, that you remember who you can run to.
That's it.
And where you can find safety.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me this morning? Because the reality of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't learn that there's a perseverance, there's a place where God, in God, that you can run to when you feel alone. David said, those times when I am afraid,
yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
Those times when I'm afraid, I feel lonely, I don't know what's going to happen, I will run to you.
Yeah.
You don't understand that because that comes from a place in. But what happens with our generation at times is the moment things get bad, God is a liar. He's this, he's that, he's everything under the sun.
Because
you don't have no press.
Press.
God said, and I hear God saying, instead of you making accusations, why don't you come and run?
Ask me. Yeah.
You feel me, Queen?
Yeah.
You might as well come and run.
Yes.
What you hiding for? I'm not scared of your questions. Who you think you are compared to me? What? God ain't afraid of you.
Mm.
You his creation.
His creation.
What are you going to say to him? He's heard everything under the sun. He already knows what you think towards him. He don't care. The reality of the matter is you need God.
Mm.
He really don't need you.
That's it.
Never has. Mm. God invited us into seeing what life has to offer.
Yeah.
The reason why he created creation is because he wanted us to experience what the triune God has experienced.
Wow, 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 wow.
Never needed you.
Yes, Lord.
You got to press Psalm 25. I'm almost done. We about to go to brunch for some of us.
This is good.
About to get your food. Turn to me and have mercy, for I am alone and in deep distress. What does David do here in this psalm? Does he run away from God? Does he make a good? No, he said, turn to me, have mercy. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we need to ask God to turn to us. Invite him where you are. God wants an open invitation to come in your loneliness. David said, turn to me. Have mercy, for I am alone and in deep distress.
That's it.
I'm in deep distress. He said, my problems go from bad to worse. Oh, save me from them all. Verse 18 says, feel my pain. He's saying, God, I want you to feel my pain and see my trouble and forgive me of all my sins. David's saying, listen to me. David is saying this. After all of it, David has enemies encamped around him, surrounded around him, but his biggest enemy was himself. His biggest enemy, he didn't just say, deliver me from my enemies at this moment. He said, forgive me of my sin. That was my biggest enemy. That's why I feel lonely. That's why I feel separated from the Lord. Because that right there, I need you to see me in my pain.
Yeah.
I need you to see me in my trouble.
Yeah.
I need you to forgive me of my sin. I need you to turn to me. Have mercy where I'm at.
Yeah.
This is David making a press in his despair. This is David making a press, ladies and gentlemen, and feeling alone. He said, hey, meet me right here.
Yes, Lord.
Please. I beg of you to meet me right here.
Yeah.
God saying, I want to meet you where I am. He said he's near to the brokenhearted.
Yeah.
He will bound up your wounds.
Yes, Lord. Yes, he will.
And the reality of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, it is the press. You have to press to get to that place.
Oh, yeah.
He said, "One." David said, one thing I desire of the Lord, that is what I seek.
Yes.
That's what I to dwell in his house forever.
Yes.
I need to seek that. In my loneliness, I need to seek that with all my heart. That has to be a desire of mine.
Yeah.
I have to make a press in that. Because if I don't press in that, then I'm going to press into my depression. I'm going to press further into my anxious thoughts. I'm going to press further into my despair. Why? I don't need to sit with my despair with ice cream and all that stuff. I need to go to where God is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I need to have a conversation with God.
Yes, sir.
The hymn of the church would say, have a little talk with Jesus.
Tell him
all about our trouble.
Yeah.
I have to have a talk with my Father and say, hey, I need you to meet me here.
Yes, sir.
I need you to meet me here. I need you to meet me here, because if you don't meet me here, I'm going to be further in my despair. I'm going to be further in my anxiousness. I need you to meet me where I'm at right here. I don't know how I'm going to make this decision. I don't know why am I still settling for superficial when I have the real thing in you. I need you to meet me right here.
Yeah.
Meet me right here.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God, I hear you today. I hear you, Spirit. There was another man. He said, listen, I'm not letting you go until you bless me. I'm not letting you go. Jacob wrestled with God all night, and he wrestled because he was in a place of loneliness. He was alone. He was set apart. And in that moment, God came down from heaven and wrestled with him so he can come into his true identity as Israel. So Jacob goes from being a trickster, a joker, and now a nation is born out of him. Because he wrestled with God.
Wrestle.
He wrestled with God. And what you refuse to wrestle with, you will never lean in and press into who you're meant to be. And sometimes you can't do it around people because they can't see your vulnerabilities. They can't see your proclivities. You have to do it in an isolated place.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear you, Spirit. I can't do it around folk, especially folk that want to see me fail. I can't do it around folk like that. I have to do it in the most hidden place of the Almighty God. I feel you, Holy Spirit. The reality of the matter is, y'all, we got to realize that the reason why we're in this series right now so that you can get mature in your walk with Christ, because things, ladies and gentlemen, are not getting better. They're going to get worse. And so if you're going to see all of that, that's going to filter in your spirit and put you in a place of your feelings. Yes, I hear it all the time. Pastor, the dating scene suck. I hear it all the time. I'm going through all of this stuff. But you got to know in your spirit that your God is bigger than all of that. Because if you don't, you are going to stay stuck where you are instead of coming and elevating.
Yes.
You have to realize that. You have to realize what Isaiah says, what God told Isaiah in 41:10. It says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. God is trying to lift you up. He's trying to uphold you. That's why the depression hasn't overcome you. That's why all of the being busy and all of that stuff hasn't overcame you, because it is God that is upholding all of us up. He's saying, don't be afraid. Fear not. You have to hold on to that, because he's upholding you. And what I really want to get you to understand in this loneliness is that you have to understand that you may feel lonely, but God is always near.
Always.
He's always near.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's always near. Switch me out. All right. So here we go. Don't be afraid. He's saying you got to make that press. You have to understand that even when you feel in your spirit in the despair, there has to be something that kicks. It's not telling you, I'm not telling you to be stoic. I'm not telling you that you can't, you're not going to feel anything. You are going to feel. It's a part of life. Loneliness. Here, you want to know the person that experienced the greatest loneliness?
is Jesus. He took the full extent of the separation between God and us. He was completely alone on the cross. God had turned his back on his own son. That's why he cries out with a loud cry. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? He became forsaken so that he can fulfill his promise to never leave you. He became forsaken so that he could fulfill his promise to say, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you, but I'll be with you to the very end. Amen. He experienced the full extent of death so that you and I could have life. And so, ladies and gentlemen, even in his loneliness, this is what hit me, and it hit me, and the Spirit is giving this right now to me, is that on the cross, even in his loneliness, he still trusted God. Can I show you something in scripture? Jesus, when he finally says, it is finished, he then says, into your hands I commend my spirit. That is showing him that even in his loneliness, he said, I give God my spirit. I've been trusting you because it is you who's going to vindicate me. It is you that's going to raise me up. It is you that's going to give me new life. It is you that's going to hold me. I need to quit. It is you that's going to hold me. It is you that's going to do it. You got to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that if Jesus hanging on a cross, blood, sweat, dripping all over himself, feeling the most pain, even in his greatest pain, ladies and gentlemen, he still said, in your hands, I commend my spirit. I give it over to you. What is he teaching us? That even in your loneliness, you can still commit it to him. Because that's trust. That's trust right there. That's trust saying that, listen, God, I don't care how it's going to turn out. You have the final say of it. And I already said I'm getting up in 3 days. Now I trust you, Father, to say, hey, I'm getting up. I'm trusting you to say, hey, you're going to uplift me up. While I'm dealing with this, God, you're going to raise me back up. While I'm going through what I'm going through, you're going to raise me back up. You have to understand that today. You have to have that type of hope today. You have to press into that. Don't be so easy, because it's easy for us in our nature to go to everything else but to run to God. In our nature, we're going to go and try to preserve ourselves instead of allowing him to preserve us, allowing him to hold us up. Stand to your feet. I'm done. I had one more point, but I have to stop here. Our pastors are coming right here. Hallelujah. Listen, before I make this altar call, I'm making an altar call because somebody needs prayer today in their loneliness. Our pastors are right here to pray for you. I don't care who you are. Right now, the waters are troubled by the Spirit of God. And if you are, if you want prayer right now, the moment is right here for you to receive what you need from God. I want you to step out of your seat. I want to pray for you. Our pastors want to start and join in agreement with you today in the name of Jesus, that God is with you. He's not forsaken you. Don't you give in to the lie to feel like you were alone, because you're not alone. In the name of Jesus, you're not abandoned. Keep on walking. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's somebody else in this room today. Hear ye the word of the Lord. This is your moment. This is your time. You're getting out of that dark state. You're getting out of that dark place of mind. You're here to find freedom today. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hey, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I decree and declare right now that even in your state of feeling lonely, that God is meeting you right where you are. In the name of Jesus, invite him into that place. Invite him into that place. Those of you watching online, invite him into that place. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I decree and declare it right now by the power of God, your people, oh God, are making a press into your presence today. Come on, if that's you, don't be ashamed. Come out of your seat and receive from God what you need in the name of the Lord Jesus, and he will meet you right where you are. He will meet you right where you are. He will meet you right where you are. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You struggling with depression right now? Silently. Don't struggle alone silently. It's here right now. The waters right here is ready for you. God wants to meet you right where you are. God wants to meet you right here. You struggling with a decision? You need the Lord right here. In the name of Jesus. Let him meet you. Let him meet you. Let him meet you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch right now by your power, God. In this moment's for you. This moment is for you to meet us right where we are. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You're with us. You're in us, Lord. We will not be afraid. We will not be afraid. We will not be afraid. In the name of Jesus. 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 Move right now by your power. Move right now by your power. Move right now by your power. Come on. Come on, open your mouth in this room and let God meet where you are. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I feel you in the room. I feel you in the room. I feel you in the room. I'm going to keep on nugging you until you come. I'm going to keep on nugging you until you come because the Spirit of the Lord is saying come. You in the matter of life and death. Come on, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is saying come. Come now. Come now. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we believe your word. We trust your word that you're upholding us now. You're upholding us now. You're upholding us now. And he always holds me close. Always holds me close. Take it to the top and say hallelujah one more time. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I am not alone.
Come on, he's our comfort today.
He's our comfort always.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Right now we're breaking down every stronghold right now. Every stronghold is being broken. Stronghold over your mind emotionally. In the name of Jesus, every anxious thought is being brought down in the name of Jesus today. We declare it right now, you will not make permanent decisions and a temporary spot in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare it right now. We declare it right now. By faith. By faith we believe. By faith we believe. By faith we believe. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anthony, real quick, I need to say this to you. Listen. Again, there's a difference between aloneness and loneliness. And the Lord told me to tell you, don't be afraid of the clean slate that he's wiping certain individuals, certain people away. Don't be surprised by it, because it's happening. Because God is purifying your life right in front of your eyes. And you have to be obedient to the call. Because certain things are already opening up for you now, because you're trying to take your walk seriously. And the reality of the matter is that while you want to stay, he said those friendships are superficial in the name of Jesus. It ain't real. So don't be afraid that I'm moving out superficial and giving you real things, real people, real opportunities. Not ones who promise something but have an under agenda on the other end of it, in the name of Jesus. The Lord said that if you humble yourself and stay obedient to his will, while all of that is, while you're going through the pruning and the separation, the Lord said, listen, it won't be in vain. It won't be in vain. I prophesied it over your life. It won't be in vain. As he said, oh God, it won't be in vain. Because what's going to happen is God's going to open up certain doors that were closed because you weren't ready for it, and the people around you couldn't get ready for it neither. Yeah. It's going to happen, because it's happening now. Yeah. It's happening now. In the name of Jesus, it's happening now. I'm finished. Princeton, come here. Hallelujah. I received this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This message was for you too. Hallelujah. This message was for you too. I hear it prophetically now. This message was also for you. Crowd don't mean that you don't, a crowd of people don't mean that you're not lonely. God's saying you need to, the next step of your maturation is allowing him to meet you in places you think that you need other people to fill instead of him. God said, I want to meet you in the whole way. He said that you've made great progress, but there's certain things you still don't want to do because you still like a little bit of that. And God is saying, no, sever ties in the name of Jesus. Cut all ties. Cut all ties. Because it's holding you back from meeting me all the way. I said, I'm going to meet you. I'm there. I need you to meet me all the way now. Don't be afraid of the fear of rejection, because of how people will perceive and all of that type of stuff. It don't matter. God is removing also the superficial from you and putting more authentic relationships, people, friendships that people really love. Princeton, not what he does, but Princeton, the man, in the name of Jesus. And I pray right now, cut them all off, every vulture, every venomous snake, cut them all off in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe it today. I pray for your protection even right now in the name of Jesus. Your protection. I pray for those minds, those dark nights, those dark dreams at night in the name of Jesus. Glory to Jesus. I declare, God, that you're bringing rest back to his mind in the name of Jesus. I pray right now, sleep paralysis has to end now in the name of Jesus Christ. It won't take you out young in the name of Jesus. I declare any night now in the name of Jesus, no heart attack out of no place in the name of Jesus. God is settling you now. God is settling you now. God is settling you now. You mighty man of valor in the name of Jesus the Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Listen, let me do this. QP, hold your wife's hand, Malaya. Hold hands together in the name of Jesus. Matter of fact, y'all come in front of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wrap hands with each other in the name of Jesus. I declare over you two right now. I declare that God is strengthening you two like never before. I decree and declare that God is strengthening you two for the task at hand. And I declare right now, there will be no boundary or barrier that you guys will not overcome in Jesus' name. I see right now in the name of Jesus how... I see right now in the name of Jesus, and the Lord is showing this to me really clearly. He's saying that, listen, for this next leg of you guys' walk with God and as this next leg with him, do not forget the Lord thy God in the name of Jesus. Do not forget this, the Lord thy God that keeps you. It's the Lord thy God that strengthens y'all for the assignment. It's the Lord God that is going to sustain you for the assignment. I also see this, that the Lord is about to bring a new level of wealth into you guys' home like never before in the name of Jesus. And not only that, but in the next few years, there's going to be certain transitions that are about to happen within the household in the name of Jesus. And even as it pertains to your job, there's about to be a transition that's about to happen. Because God's saying, I'm placing a weight in you that two things can't take its place in the name of Jesus Christ. There's a certain anointing. There's a certain anointing and covering that's coming to you guys like never before. And I even pray right now what God has put together. Let no man put asunder in the name of the Lord Jesus. I decree and declare that even your union is becoming stronger in the name of Jesus. I declare in the name of Jesus that your children's children will benefit off of what you guys do. I decree and declare that everything Destiny Changers needs, I'm praying right now that what's been held up and what's been delayed, it's about to be in the next few weeks. You're going to get a call in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare not only with everything that you guys have sown, God said, I'm going to bring it back to you double fold in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh my God, I see acquisition like never before. Hallelujah. Like never before, land, property, things that you didn't build, God is going to put into you to possession in the name of Jesus the Christ. I call you to blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed wherever you go in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray right now, even in the next level, God, strengthen intimacy, strengthen their bond in the name of Jesus for the assignments that are at hand. It's weighty, but God, you are mighty, oh God. And God, you put both of them together for such an anointing and such a time as this, because they about to break every chain in that Chicago area like never before. And I even call out the things in Malaya, oh God, that you have in store for her today. I declare right now, this mighty woman of God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, you are going to be, oh God, she is the seer, oh God, that is in the family, oh God, that is about to that's going to help orchestrate this movement, oh God, alongside her husband, in the name of Jesus Christ. There's things that she sees in the dark that's covering his backside in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I declare in the name of Jesus, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is going to do through and in you in the name of Jesus like never before. And I declare it by the mighty power of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Shout to them, say it's done.
It's done.
Say it's done.
It's done.
Say it's done. Say every opportunity,
every door,
it's unlocking now.
It's unlocking now.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of
Say property come now.
Property come now.
Property come now.
Property come now.
Yeah. Hey. opportunity to know Jesus, the instructions are on the screen. If you don't know him, I want to give you this opportunity. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I acknowledge I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Hallelujah. I got to stop. God, thank you. My God, help me in this room this morning. I feel your anointing now. I just feel like the weight is lifting right here. Hallelujah. I feel like the weight is lifting right here. Hallelujah. I feel like the weight is lifting right here. Listen, I want you to give God the biggest war cry of praise you got right here. Come on, right here. Switch it around. I need you to give God the loudest praise right here. Like the weight is lifting. Burning, that's what